Stuck Brexit spokesman laps off Project Fear, U-boats and Luftwaffe couldn't starve us out. By Jack Montgomery on December 15, 2018. Sammy Wilson, the Democratic Unionist Party, DUP, spokesman on Brexit, has rubbished claims by Chancellor Philip Remainer Phil Hammond and others that a no-deal exit from the European Union would plunge the United Kingdom into a post-apocalyptic situation. In an impassioned but humorous speech to a Leave Means Leave rally featuring speakers from the business world as well as a broad range of political parties, the East Antrim MP took Remainers to task over claims a clean break with the EU would lead to shortages of all sorts of vital items. Unlike those who are spreading hysteria at the moment, I don't believe that leaving on World Trade Organization terms, leaving without an agreement with the EU, will be a disaster, the Ulsterman confidently declared. We've been told that there'll be no food in the shops, no medicines in the hospitals, no Mars bars, I could do without that anyway for a wee while, he quipped, prompted laughter from the crowd. We'll be starving, now, I don't understand this, he continued. For 6 years during the war, U-boats, the Luftwaffe, the Wehrmacht, couldn't starve us out. And yet we are told that a bunch of bureaucrats from Brussels, armed with the European Code of Customs, are going to stop all of our trade, are going to starve us out? In the words of the old Dad's Army theme, who do you think you are kidding, Mr. Hammond, if you think we'll for that? He finished, aiming squarely at Mrs. May's thoroughly Europhiled Chancellor, to cheers from his audience. It is certainly the case that other advanced countries such as Australia, New Zealand, and Switzerland have managed to avoid food and medicine shortages despite lacking membership in or tariff-free access to the EU's customs union. Wilson also discussed the particular implications of the Theresa May's enormous withdrawal agreement with the EU, which he observed had cost the United Kingdom around £700,000 per page, given the £39 billion she agreed to pay the bloc to get it, for his native Northern Ireland, and its place within the British Union. That's not democracy, that's dictatorship, we'll not have it, he declared. Northern Ireland held a referendum on its constitutional status in 1973, with residents voting to maintain their place in the British Union and rejecting a merger with the Republic of Ireland by 98.9%, on a turnout of 58.7%. Despite fears polling stations could be attacked, the then active Provisional Irish Republic Army, IRA, terror group. Follow Jack Montgomery on Twitter, at Jack Montgomery. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.